Today's recording is dedicated for the sake of the ascent of the soul, Ilui Nishmas Mendel Ben Beryl and Rochel Basser Foyle, by their grandson Shai Mel. May their memory and merit protect all their family. After the communist revolution, most of the rabbis and religious Jews ran away as much as they could from Russia because of the lack of religious freedom. But there were still millions of Jews in Russia, so there were those heroic rabbis, few, that stayed behind with complete self-sacrifice in order to continue promulgating Judaism as much as possible, secretly, under the circumstances. It was terribly dangerous, but they even so put their lives on the line, literally, to continue running an underground network of all sorts of ways of spreading Judaism. Among the greatest of those were the previous Lubavitch Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Yitzhak Schneerson, and the great Litvisha Gadol, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, a tremendous genius who later authored the Chazon Yecheskel and the Tosefta and became the head of the Beis Din in London until finally he settled in Yerushalayim. And the two of them worked together very much to try as much as possible to continue allowing Judaism to spread in Russia at the time. They both were arrested for their activities and they both almost died for it. Rav Yecheskel Abramsky would years later tell the story that when they came to arrest him, he had no idea, he wasn't prepared, of course, there was no forewarning. He happened to be wearing a very light garment, not at all dressed in a warm way. And they just came to his house, grabbed him, put him in a truck, and shipped him off to Siberia. Now, Siberia was like minus 40 degrees. You know, we kvetch when it gets a little chilly. It was like minus 40 degrees was like on an average day. And he didn't even have a coat. He had very light clothing. He said years later that when he got there to Siberia, he prayed to God and he said, "Listen, God, you give us a mitzvah that we should watch our bodies. We have to watch our health. But I have absolutely no way to be able to do that. I don't even have a coat over here. How am I supposed to watch my health in this cold? So you, God, I'm giving it to you, Rabbeinu Shalom, you master of the universe, you're going to have to watch my health for me." And he said that even though he had a very sickly nature as a child, he was a very weak composition, he didn't even get sick once his whole time in Siberia. He spent almost 2 years in Siberia. And besides the horrible back-breaking labor that they were forced to do, the almost slave labor in these horrible freezing conditions, as terrible and difficult as that is in and of itself, but for a Jew like Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, whose whole life was Torah and mitzvahs, the worst part for him was that he didn't even have a talis and tefillin. He didn't have, forget about Gemaras, he didn't have any siddur, any book at all to learn. And he didn't even have time to learn. He was busy doing labor all day. And so every morning, he wouldn't be able to put on talis and tefillin. He wouldn't be able to do any mitzvah, learn anything. He would just be doing slave labor all day. And as I said, he was almost 2 years in Siberia. And at one point, after a couple of months being in Siberia, he would say years later that he woke up one morning and he was at complete despair. He just woke up one morning, opened his eyes, and just thought to himself, what's the point of continuing to live? What's the point of why should I even bother fighting, struggling? Of course, he had no idea how long he was going to be in Siberia at the time. He didn't know it would be just 2 years. I put quotation marks on just. And he said, "I can't learn Torah. I can't serve Hashem. I can't do anything. My whole life is just doing this backbreaking labor for these communists. Why should I bother fighting? What do I need to struggle for?" And he was about to enter the pit of depression and complete despair. But you know, a Jew, first thing a Jew does when he wakes up in the morning, he says, "Mayda ani." So he mumbled, "Mayda ani." And you know that the last two words of Mayda Ani are Rabba Emunasecha, which is usually translated as "How great is your faithfulness," meaning that God is faithful, that every night we go to sleep, we give Him our souls, and each morning He returns them to us refreshed. But Reb Chatzkel Abramsky stopped for a moment and he thought about that the deeper meaning of Rabba Emunasecha is how great is the mitzvah of Emunah, how great is Emunasecha, faith in you, God. How great is the mitzvah of Emunah Bashem. We know that according to Maimonides, according to many, one of the 613 mitzvahs is Emunah, having faith in Hashem, believing in Hashem, having awareness and consciousness of God. And just by a Jew being conscious of God and being aware of God's presence, one is doing a mitzvah. One is serving Hashem. We always think, we're used to thinking that Judaism says that to serve God is to do things. You need to do this mitzvah, you need to learn this Torah, which is all true. But we have to know that just by way, being aware and conscious of God is a mitzvah, is connecting your soul with God's infinite essence. And so Chatzkel Abramsky said those words, Rabbi Munasecha, and all of a sudden he realized that of course he could serve Hashem all day. He just has to have emunah. He could have emunah b'Hashem. It's one of the six kinds of mitzvahs. Of course he could serve Hashem at every moment. It's worth it to be alive. Just to be able to have awareness of Hashem, you're already doing a mitzvah. Just like hearing the shofar and picking up the lulav and eating the matzvah. When a Jew is aware and has consciousness of God, you're doing a mitzvah deraisa. Rabbi Emunasech, how great is your mitzvah of Emunah Hashem, that without having to do anything, just by closing one's eyes or even with open eyes, being aware of Hashem, one is connecting to God and doing a mitzvah. And Reb Chatzkel Abramsky said this gave him such joy, such tremendous joy, that for the rest of the time that he was in Siberia, he lived with this idea, and this is what allowed him to survive all the travails he had to go through. And not just survive, but in a joyous way, being able to know that he was always worshiping Hashem in such a way. After he finally got out of Siberia, a couple of months later, he met a Chabad Chassid, a follower of the previous Lubavitch Rebbe of the Rayatz. And they were sitting and talking, and he told this chassid, he told him that this idea that he had about Rabbi Munasecha when he was in Siberia. This chassid came back to the previous Lubavitch Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayatz, and told him this idea that Reb Chatzkel Abramsky had about Rabbi Munasecha, about how the emunah itself is the greatest mitzvah that we have, that we don't have to actually be doing anything, so to speak. Just awareness and consciousness of God connects us to Hashem, and how much this helped him in Siberia. And the previous Lubavitch Rebbe was so astounded by this idea that he said, Rav Abramsky has to know that it was worth it for him all the time and all he went through in Siberia just to be able to come up with this idea, to bring this idea into the world. It was worth it for him to be in Siberia just for that. And a couple of weeks later, this chassid met Reb Chatzkel Abramsky, and he told him what the previous Lubavitch Rebbe said, that it was worth it just for this. And Reb Chatzkel Abramsky responded, no, it wasn't. It wasn't worth it. It wasn't worth it for the idea. I don't agree on that. So we have a debate between these giants, whether it was worth it for Reb Chatzkel Abramsky to suffer in Siberia to be able to come up with this idea. That's a matter of debate. But one way or the other, we have to know, and not just know, but really bring into ourselves in a deep way, we have to start realizing more that serving Hashem is within us as people, who we are, within our minds. All it is about being conscious, meditating, being aware. And you could do that when you're walking down the street, by thinking about Hashem and realizing God's presence. And when you're working, when you're cooking at home, when you're taking care of the kids, when you're doing anything, you're just conscious and aware of God's presence, you're doing a mitzvah deraisa, you're doing one of the 613 mitzvahs, you're connecting to Hashem in the deepest way, and that connection is eternity and will last for eternity. And deeper, we also have to know that those times in life where we find ourselves in Siberia, nobody should ever have to actually be in Siberia, any place like that in such circumstances, but those times in life that are so challenging that we feel like we're in Siberia, whether it's a physical Siberia, an existential Siberia, spiritual Siberia, all we have to do to connect to God is be aware of God, Rabbi Munasecha, and then we are essentially one with Hashem.